This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, BTN News listeners, and time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 9th of November, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting our Tuesday news off with the security firm over there of McAfee. Yeah, the security software company decided, what the hell. We'll just go ahead and sell ourselves. And they were completely bought out by some private investor group for around $14 billion. Who knew McAfee was actually still worth that much? This actually harks back to a week ago when Bloomberg was actually reporting that there could be a deal in the works. And even at that time, we didn't know who bought him, and we still don't. McAfee is probably best known for John McAfee. That's probably not a good thing either. That's when the company was founded in 1987. Then the company was acquired by Intel in 2010 for $7.68 billion. Then in 2014, Intel says, let's phase out that McAfee brand. Look so good on the box anymore. Then just last month, the company returned to the public stock market. So it's been one heck of a roller coaster for the McAfee company. Could WhatsApp be working on communities? Well, we're starting to see some evidence of it anyways. Various postings via Reddit and some other tech groups are pointing to a communities feature appearing to give group administrations more power over groups. This would include the ability to create groups within groups, something that's very similar to how Discord community is actually structured. We're also hearing admins via the WhatsApp will be able to invite new users via the community invite link. Now, the benefits of WhatsApp having these community features is end-to-end encryption. Or at least so they say. This could always change, and heck, it may never even come true, as of course nothing officially has been announced. Guess we're just gonna have to wait from those official folks over at Meta. OneDrive users, still in love with your Windows 7 or Windows 8? Well, you're not going to be in love with OneDrive much longer. That's because OneDrive will stop working pretty soon on those OSs. And once again, Microsoft saying at least get your butt over to Windows 10, if not 11. So when do these deadlines hit? Well, in fact, there's two deadlines. At the beginning of next year, so basically 2 months from now, Microsoft will stop offering updates for OneDrive desktop clients. That is, of course, if you're on Windows 7 or 8. 2 months after that, beginning of March of next year, it then will no longer be possible to synchronize your files. Now, most people out there probably thought, since Windows 7 and 8.1 were actually extended support until January 10th of 2023, surely OneDrive will be there, right? I mean, come on. Yeah, Microsoft is saying no. Of course, if you're determined to keep those OSs alive for yourself, there's always other options. And finally, it's a slow news day when you're talking about Peloton adding a pause button, but that's what it's come to. Yes, Peloton has announced it's finally added that pause button everybody's been asking about for its on-demand classes and its bikes. Meaning if you're in the middle of a workout and say, I can't do this anymore. Finally, you can temporarily pause that workout in the middle of your class and then resume it later, like after you've had a pizza or something. Now, if you're saying, woohoo, let me go check it out on my Peloton device, it may not be there yet. From what we're hearing from the folks at Peloton, it's not available on all products currently, though it should be rolling out. However, though, just the cycling bikes will be the first ones to get the pause button. Treadmills and all that, I guess, will follow later. How much later? We don't know. One thing we do know, be forewarned before you do hit that pause button. Apparently, it will automatically cause users to lose their rank on the leaderboard. And if that's really important to you, it's best you just keep on pushing on. Of course, unless you smell a pizza. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is, of course, where you find the news show and support the news show. Yes, through your generosity is how we keep this show going, and we need your help, as always, to continue. So if you love what we do, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions, and for literally as little as $5 a month, or a cup of coffee, as I like to say, you can do your part in helping keep this show on the air. We're on Facebook, too, of course, at British Tech Network, and yes, if we're on Facebook, we gotta be on Twitter, too, and yes, we are at British Tech. But one place you need to check out and become a member of, is our Slack room. We'd love for you to come on over and join the fun, so do it right now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news. It's going to be going on over the next couple of days, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.